Jesus began the conversation he had that we hear in today's gospel with a very simple but very important question. He said, "What is your opinion?" He was trying to have an honest conversation. And this is very important for us as well. For when we come to Mass, we're not supposed just to passively hear some things, but we should listen actively and openly, and therefore we should be willing to enter into a conversation, to think about what we hear, to answer questions in our heart, heart to heart. So the Lord is asking us today, what is your opinion? What are your thoughts? How do you think about life, about others, about yourself? And we need to go to the second reading to try to answer this question. Because in the second reading, St. Paul said, have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ. We can also translate this short phrase as having you the same thoughts, the same opinions, the same sentiments of Christ. So how can this be? How can we actually have the same thoughts and opinions of Christ? At the end of the gospel, Jesus summarized his critique of the chief priests by simply saying that their problem was that they did not change their minds. Unlike the son who said initially no and then went, he changed his mind. And then later he said, that's what you didn't do. You did not change your mind. And this is essential, and this is very central for us today. We have to change our minds. It is not that we need to adapt the gospel, the commandments, the church's teachings to our times, or to our preferences, or even to our weaknesses. We have to be willing to change our minds. And this is extremely important because we all know that sometimes we do allow certain thoughts that are clearly not the thoughts of Christ. Thoughts of vengeance, for example, that strong difficulty that we have very often to forgive, and to forgive even simple things. Don't we allow sometimes some anger or impurity or vanity? Don't we have a hard time to find just a few minutes to pray every day while knowing perfectly that without that, it is not truly possible to be a disciple? Aren't we sometimes people who are trying to follow Christ, and that's why we're here this morning, harsh in our judgments of other people? Don't we even sometimes feel superior, more righteous than the rest? Well, all the things are not the attitudes, are not the thoughts and the sentiments of Christ. Now, is it really possible to have the thoughts of Christ, the attitudes of Jesus Christ? On October 1st, the church remembers a life of a saint who can teach us in a very concrete, realistic, and beautiful way that it is possible to change our minds and to assume the thoughts and sentiments of Christ, Saint Therese of Lisieux. It will be very interesting to do a little survey right now and see what comes to mind when we hear the name Therese of Lisieux. Some people might have not heard about this saint, some people maybe love her, and maybe many know of her, but maybe have an idea of Therese as being this nice, always hyper-perfect little girl whose life was an easy, sweet, romantic path to holiness from childhood. Well, for some reason, a great and holy pope like St. Pius X called Therese the greatest saint of modern times. And of course, that is a very bold statement. We've had many great saints. Well, according to Pope St. Pius X, Therese is the greatest saint of modern times. And when we think about her life and her work, it is surprising. because we don't find a lot of amazingly deep academic books. We don't see anything, as in many other great saints, she did not go to foreign lands on mission trips. She was obviously not a priest who offered a mass with great devotion or mystical experiences. She did not die a martyr. She longed in some way for those things, but she was called to a different vocation. She was called to show the world that it is possible to love always, and thus to have the sentiments of Christ always, in every, absolutely every circumstance of her life. It is very revealing that when they were working, you know, the church takes very seriously the process of maybe someone being a saint, and there's a lot of work. You would not imagine how thorough this process is. So when they were working on this and they sent people to have interviews with the nuns of her convent, many of the nuns were quite surprised that there were people even wondering or inquiring about Thérèse. For they saw absolutely nothing particularly extraordinary, mystical, or heroic in the life of this young girl who died at age 24. And this is a secret. She became a great saint in her heart. It was between God and her. Her mission land was her heart. And there, in that land, she chose firmly, very aware of what she was doing, she chose to love always. She described this choice, this firm choice, as to throw flowers, but let's make a pause. Don't even think that that was a romantic ideal or an easy project. She described that commitment that she made with these words, to throw flowers. That is, to let no little sacrifice, no look, no word pass, to take advantage of all the littlest of things and to do them out of love. And so, for example, not wasting any opportunity to love, to serve and forgive, when someone was making a noise, an annoying noise, she chose to offer it up rather than to have a bad thought or to give a bad look. When a person was not particularly pleasant or nice, she chose to spend as much time as she could with that person rather than avoiding that person. When she was misunderstood, she chose to say nothing rather than defending her position. She did not achieve these simple victories as a public matter, telling everyone about these things, but rather always in her heart, in the silence and loving space of her heart. And in this way, she was able to change her mind every day a little bit more, and having her more and more the thoughts and the sentiments of Christ. So she won battle after battle, day after day, and in that way she became this great saint. We should be truly grateful for what Thérèse teaches us today, that it is possible to have the thoughts and the mind of Christ, and that therefore, with God's grace, it is possible to become saints. For this, we don't need to look crazy and think about things. We don't need to all build a number of hospitals or go to unknown places or things like that. Some are called to that, but not everyone. But we are all called to love, and to love always and everywhere. This is within our reach. This is real, really possible. So Thérèse presents us today with a challenge. Do we want this or not? And we should be aware that we can say yes or no. Do we want our thoughts and the thoughts of our world or the thoughts of Christ? Do we want holiness or lukewarmness? This is something that we should really try to answer today.